Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment.
How are you today? Happy Sunday. Welcome back to Unclouded, the space where we strip away filters and talk about love and life the real way. No pretending, no mask, just truth. Today we're diving into something that destroys so many relationships quietly. And what do you think that is? I'm sure you're thinking not loving each other, not having enough time for each other. Nah. It's unspoken expectations. Unspoken expectations. It destroys many relationships like wildfire. Silently. And it starts to burn. Start to burn. Before you know it, it's gone. You know, these are things that we assume our partner should know or understand without ever saying them loud. You know, we expect him to know, we expect her to know how I feel, what I'm thinking. It doesn't play out like that. And we all have them. She should just know what I want. She should understand how I feel. But guess what? Love cannot read minds. And when expectations stay hidden, disappointments start to grow. So you know what? Let's talk about how unspoken expectations silently kill love and how being honest can save it. But before we dive into it, let's go on a short break. It's your girl, Samba. What are you doing? Welcome, my people. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to talk about unspoken expectations today. how it destroys many relationships. This is Radio Africana, I hope you all know. So I'm going to be talking on the radio, and you're going to be looking at me, and you're going to be hearing me. I will try as much as possible at some point to read your comment. And if you have any question, please do ask me. I will try.
Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over.
Hey fam, well, this is your girl Samba, and today we're talking about unspoken expectations. What are unspoken expectations? Is that silent, you know, that silent rules we keep in our hearts, the things we expect from someone without ever telling them? And it can be little things, like they should text me first. She should remember our anniversary. He should remember our anniversary. She should understand I'm upset. And, you know, the thing is, both adults and children, they do it. The teens, they do it also. We all do it. But here's the truth. Most of the time, our partners don't even know what we expect from them. They don't even know what to do at times. That is why it is very important for you to have conversation in your relationship, for you to talk, to communicate all the time. We assume sometimes, you know, they can read our emotions, and when they don't act the way we hoped, we start feeling unloved. We start feeling unimportant. When we stay quiet, small disappointments grow into big resentments. And that is how relationships start falling apart, without loud fight, without quarrels, just quiet frustration. What's one thing you expect in your relationship but you have never actually said it out loud? I think you should learn, because it helps a lot. Our partners are not miracle workers. I mean, they are not, what do you call it? They are not mind readers. you know? And let me ask you, why do we keep expectations hidden? Why? Why can't we just say what we need? It's simple. Is it because we are scared? Is it because you're scared of being judged? Or scared they will think you're needy? Or are you scared because you feel they will walk away? Most of our teens often hide their feelings because they don't want to look too emotional. I have one. That sometimes I think, oh, do you even have emotions at all? Someone like that. And some adults, they keep quiet just to keep peace. They just want peace. But silence doesn't build peace. It builds distance. Because the more silent you are, you know, the more you're going to start, you know, growing that distance. You start distancing yourself away. And what happens after then? Things fall apart. Have you watched that movie before? Not for you, Gen Z. Unspoken expectations. Love cannot survive on assumptions. You need to be honest with what you want. You need to be honest with your feelings. Even when the truth is uncomfortable. Even when you think your partner is going to be uncomfortable with what you need, what you want. You. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Have you ever stayed quiet about something because you didn't want to seem too much? And what happened after? Did you solve it? For how long did you, how long did you wait for him to read your mind or for her to read your mind? Did it work? Let's talk about the danger. Assumptions are like poison in a relationship. You assume your partner knows what you like, what hurts you, or what you're thinking, but they don't. You need to speak. You need to communicate. I don't even know which one to choose, whether the men or the women. Because some women, they get this feeling that, oh, you're a man, you should know how I feel, you should know what I want. And this also affects us in the other room. I know, you know what I mean. You want it a certain way, but because you don't want him to feel, oh, where are you learning this from? Are you seeing someone else? You refuse to talk. You need to learn to say what you want. How many times do I need to tell you that? Yes, how many times do I need to tell you that? You need to communicate. Tell your woman what you want. It's okay to tell your woman, you know, how you would like her to dress. It's okay to tell your man, you know what, there's a new style in town. I need you, you know, let's go shopping and I want you to wear it and see how it will look on you. But remember, don't force it. There are ways to do things. Sometimes you don't even need to tell him. You don't need to tell her. Just go shopping. Buy it, bring it home. Sweetheart, can you put this on? Let me see how it will look on you. Because sometimes when you want to force it, you want to talk about it, they will just tell you, no, I don't want it, I don't like it. But sometimes it's good to be practical. Get it. tell him to put it on. Sometimes when you see things, it makes you feel, yeah, this looks good on me. But when you're thinking it, you will not get the exact feeling, or you will not get the exact look that you're thinking in your head that, okay, if I wear that, I might not like it. But when you see yourself in the mirror, you look at yourself, say, oh, this, I never thought this would be nice. But it's lovely. You need to learn to communicate. And when they don't act the way you expect, you feel hurt. You think, oh, they don't love me. He doesn't love me. If he does, he would have known. Love doesn't work that way. It doesn't at all. Even the most caring person cannot read your mind. And communication isn't just about talking. It's about being clear. That clarity you needed. Don't just talk. Make him understand. Make her understand. You know what? Think about a recent argument or misunderstanding. Was it really about what happened, or was it about what you expected to happen? Expectation. Think about it. Is it what happened, or what you expected to happen? Keep thinking. I'll be right back. It's your girl, Samba.
I met you in the dark. You lit me up. You made me feel as though I wasn't off. We danced the night away. We drank too much. I held your hair back when you were throwing up. Then you smiled over your shoulder. For a minute I was stone cold sober. I pulled you closer to my chest, and you asked me to stay over. I said I already told you. I think that you should get some rest. I knew I loved you then, but you'd never know it. So I played it cool when I was scared of letting go. I knew I needed you, but I'd never show it. But I wanna stay with you until we're grown up. First in bed, I'll bring you coffee with a kiss on your head. And I'll take the kids to school, wave them goodbye. And I'll thank my lucky stars for that night. When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. And you look as beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you, and I hope you know, darling, your love is more than worth its weight in gold. We've come so far, my dear. Look how we've grown.
Hey fam, welcome back to Unclouded. Today we're talking about unspoken expectations. How unspoken expectations turn into resentment. That's what we're going to talk about now. Resentment grows when you keep expecting without expressing yourself, and you start keeping scores. Things like, I always make an effort. They never do what I need. I shouldn't have asked. What do you need? Have you ever said it out? Have you ever communicated to your partner? Relationships are not scoreboard. They are partnerships. When you're partnering with someone, you need to talk. That's why you're partners. You need to talk. You need to communicate. Say what you want. Say how you feel. It's not all of us that are so gifted that we can read people like newspaper. We can read people like, you know, we're sorcerers, you know. Some people don't get winch. So you need to communicate, you need to talk. When you love someone, asking isn't weakness. It's connection, you connecting. If you never say what you need, you know what's going to happen? You will end up angry at someone who doesn't even know they did anything wrong to you. And that is not fair. My dear, if there is something you are holding against your partner that you never actually told them about, you need to stop being angry and talk to them. They're no being winch. Talk to them. Or she will teach you how to speak up. Because that is a cure to unspoken expectation. It is simple. Speak up. But just don't speak. Because some of you, your speaking is sparking. When you speak, you spark. You speak with so much anger, so much resentment. No. Speak with love. Don't accuse, don't attack. Use statement like, I, instead of you. Try saying, I feel hurt when you did this, you did that. Instead of, oh, you never did this, you never that, you never. Ah, come on. Be nice. Settle down. You can also things like, I'd really appreciate if, I would really appreciate it if, instead of you should know, why won't you know? You be winch? No, it's not. You should learn to tell. When you ask and that person is ignoring you, it's different from when you did not ask. You just assume he should know, she should know. No. For teenagers, this could be about respect or attention. But for adults, it's about responsibilities, time or intimacy. Love grows stronger when honesty becomes an habit. Be honest. Stop hiding. Make being honest your habit. Get used to it. Get used to talking about how you feel. What is that one thing you could express differently without blame? Without blame. Because when you do that, it brings more peace into your relationship. Are you that? Speak up. Come on. Don't be shy. Talk to your man. Talk to your woman. Let's talk about when expectations are unrealistic. Because it is. Be real. Because sometimes our expectations are just too high. Somebody that is just trying to love you, you are expecting that person to be perfect. They play. They play. Oh. You want perfection from someone who is still learning how to love you. Take it easy. You can't expect one person, just one person, to make you happy all the time. He or she is not a magician. You need to fix your insecurities. Or always say the right thing. Talk. If you're not feeling it, talk. If you're not enjoying it, talk. But if you want money, your mouth will free like express to ask. And some of you don't even ask. That's the honest truth. Some of you are too shy to ask your man or ask your woman for help. Love get limits. Even love get limits. And that's okay. That is okay. Because the goal isn't perfection. It's not. It is understanding. We adults, we expect stability. The teens expect excitement. Insinuating those ones are big. They are still growing. But we both need grace. Because nobody gets it right every time. It's not easy. In this journey called life, we are all learning. We need to give each other space to be human. Don't expect people to be perfect. Being not perfect is okay. We learn, teach, talk, help. Sometimes some people need help to be who you want them to be. Stop having too much expectation. What is wrong with you? How would you feel when somebody is expecting you to be perfect? That won't be fair. Whatever it is, you can talk it through in a nice way, in a calm way. Some of you don't even know what your men want. You don't. Yes, you don't. You think they only want that thing, that only thing where they run our head all the time. You think that's the only thing a man wants. They play. Some people will say, my man likes to eat. They play. Sometimes they want more than that. Sometimes they want to be pampered. Sometimes they just want to be loved. Sometimes they even want you to pet them like small babies. But you are there waiting for a spoken expectation, thinking in your head, your man should know this, your man. What is wrong with us? Do you give your partner space to be human? Do you give them time and space to be themselves, to talk freely? Because I'm saying, learn to communicate. Some men, they don't even want that. Some women, you can't communicate with them. Whether calm or you're not calm, you cannot. They are not ready. They will spark like a lighter. We don't run out of gas. You know the way they spark. Let's go on a short break. I'll be back. It's your girl, Samba.
That I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this song before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 I know you're thinking I'm heartless. You're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye. No way did you see me cry.
I'm
way too good at goodbye. No,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no.
Hey fam, how are you doing tonight? So, we're still on unspoken expectations. How do we reset expectations together? As partners, how do you reset expectations together? Resetting expectations means sitting down and being real with each other, like unclouded. Talk about what matters most to both of you. Ask each other, what makes you feel loved? What are your deal breakers? What is it that you need from me that I don't know yet? It's always good to talk about things like that. What are your plans? In a relationship, it is very important that you both talk about what plans that you have. Personally, then together. Because that can really be a deal breaker in a relationship when you don't set things right. When you start having honest check-ins, it prevents you from small cracks from, you know, having problems in your relationships. Because if you're not careful, those small cracks will become a door, a massive door. You know, Yoruba people will say, "Togiri ba lanu, alangba akowobe," or something like that. "Togiri ba lanu, alangba onilegba bekoja." When the walls don't open, a lizard cannot crawl in. Sorry, I love my language. I don't know if I said that right, but all goes, yeah. I tried. You need to have honest check-ins with each other. Check each other. Sit down. Take time. Aside going to the restaurant, having dinners, going to parties, it's always good to take time, be at home. You know, get a glass of wine. You can get a bottle if you like. You know, sit down and talk to each other. Let me ask you, when was the last time? Yes, you, I'm talking to you. When was the last time you and your partner had a real talk with each other without the mask, without filters? When was the last time you sat down to talk about what you both need? Not only about what is wrong. Because most of the time we're always talking, "You didn't do this, you didn't do that." What about talking about real things, what you need? Instead of having unspoken expectations, why can't you have a conversation? Communicate with each other. When you communicate, you're able to build, you know, emotional safety. Because when people feel safe with you, they open up. They don't feel judged. They open up, they tell you, they talk to you. When you respond to your partner's honesty with anger, they start hiding things from you. They will never tell you anything. Shingma, you will not hear again. Yes, I said it, shingma. Go and Google it. You will never hear, you won't hear anything, never again. Emotional safety is built when you listen before reacting. Some people, before they say, "Huh," you will start shaking like wildfire. "What do you mean? How can you talk like that?" JJJ, relax, listen. You don't really have to agree with everything, but you have to make space for truth. You don't have to agree. And when you don't, say it in a nice way. You don't need to yell, you don't need to shout. Say it from, you know, from that place of love. Not, "Yeah." No, it doesn't work like that. You have to make space for the truth. And that is what real love looks like. That is what it feels like. Do your partner feel safe telling you their truth? Or do they fear your reaction? Shango lukusu. Atioya. Some of you, your partner cannot talk to you because the fear of the unknown. Whether na blow, you won't throw, abi you enter kitchen carry. They will think twice before they talk to you. Why? Do you make your partner feel safe talking to you? Because if you don't do this, you will get to that stage when expectations break your relationship. What would not happen? Because sometimes, no matter how much you love someone, no matter how much love there is, unrealistic expectation destroys relationships. If you expect constant attention, instant reply, a perfect behavior, you will always be disappointed, wallahi. Too much of expectations, you will be disappointed. Healthy love knows that people make mistakes. Because they are humans, they are not God. Healthy love makes mistakes. But make effort also. You should also make effort. When love feels more like pressure than peace, wala tiwa. Pressure today, wala tiwa. Then that is when you need to reevaluate what you are expecting. You need to sit down, talk to yourself first, then talk to your partner. Sit yourself down, ask yourself, is my expectation helping my love grow? Or is it choking it slowly and killing it? You should learn to choose understanding over assumptions. Love is not enough, is it? You need to be honest. You need to be honest. Or is love really enough for you? It is not. Not without honesty, not without clarity, and not without grace. Unspoken expectations are like silent storms. They will destroy everything you have built. Everything. But when you speak, when you listen and understand, love becomes stronger, very strong, stronger than Ulumorok. It is real, it becomes very real and free. Don't you like freedom? Free your mind, have peace in your relationship. You learn. Mostly we women, we need to learn. Sometimes ask your man, sweetheart, or some of you call your husband Odogu, Nkim, Oni, what would you like me to do differently? What do you want me to do? How do you want me to love you? It's okay to ask. It's not too much to ask. most especially you, where you say you always expect your husband to give. You too give. Apropos. Give. Learn to show love to your man. They need love. They need us. Why do you think some of our husbands call us mommy? Mommy, because you are mommy. Those ones, they always, those ones they like, make it, they treat them like pikin. Learn to love your man. Most of us don't even know our man's love language. We don't. Then you allow that other woman to take charge of what you're supposed to be in charge of. Learn to love them. Learn to give. Learn to sit down with them. Learn to play with them. They need more than that thing we always think about. Because in our mind, you know, we always think, oh, they want food, or they want maybe food number one or food number two. No. Sometimes they want you to just hold them. Because some of us women, we always wait for a man to make the move, you know. When we're talking about, you know, ABCD, ding dong. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes. This is my engineer, eh? Sometimes they want you to make the move. When was the last time your husband came back from work and you're all looking sexy and dinner is ready? When was the last time you did that? And you know what you meant to try and tell your woman what you want. Because now hair don't swell up now. I know you always like it when I talk about you guys, because you're always saying, oh, I'm talking about the women alone, you know. You two talk to your woman. Tell them what you want. Tell them, babe, I'm coming home for dinner. When I'm coming home, you should be dressing this way. I would love to see you this way. Or just buy it, keep it somewhere. Say, babe, have you made dinner? Go to the wardrobe on this side. I kept something for you. Wear it. Let me see if it will suit you. Be loving. It's not easy. Having children is not easy. Sometimes we lose our brain with having children. Because by the time we go to work, we come back, taking care of the children, it doesn't help us to think sometimes. It's not an excuse, but it is what it is. Sometimes we need to be reminded. I'm not saying you guys don't work. You're trying. We thank you for all you do. But, you know, sometimes you just need to remind your women. Tell them how you feel. Tell them what you want. Maybe when you were dating her, she used to wear mini skirt. She used to pack all the ding-dong-ding up like a, what is it called, Eiffel Tower. And maybe because you have children now, everything is just bang-gam, like clock will lose hand. You can go to the market and buy them. You know what they used to. And tell them to pack it well. Remind them, babe, you know, in those days, you know, those kind of things you used to wear again. I'm missing it. Take your time. Let's go out and get them. Sometimes tell your women, talk to them in a very loving way. Baby, don't lose yourself. I want you to go back to the way you used to look. It's okay to say it in a loving way. I know Sandy may go tell your woman, say she fat, oh. Because I know now you just go and say, yeah, baby, yeah, you're too fat. I go and lose weight. I go to gym. I didn't say that. Just sometimes tell her, you know, for one day, just be, if you used to call her Mommy Larry and her name is Kike, just say, listen babe, for one day, yeah, don't be my wife, don't be Mommy Larry, just be Kike. Or for this week, just be Kike. I will take care of the rest. Make them feel love. Remind them of who they used to be. It won't cost you anything. So I'm going to leave you with this before I go. Do this for yourself and for your relationship. This week, have a real conversation with your partner. Tell them one thing you've been holding in. Kindly. I'll say that again. Tell them one thing you've been holding on, holding in, rather. And say it kindly. Clearly. And calmly. Did you hear that? Say it kindly, clearly, and calmly. Always remember, I'm not a therapist. I'm just your girl, Samba. And this is Unclouded on Radio Africana, where we speak the truth, not perfection. It's your girl, Samba. See you next time, and remember, love grows best in honesty. Have a lovely week ahead.
Broken one, but I'm the only one who needed to say. one of us is caving. Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me out the way.
Something I ain't heard before.
Now I've been dreaming about it, and it's you I'm on. So stop thinking about it. Can't we just talk? Can't we just talk? Talk about where we're coming before we get lost. And be our thoughts. Can't ever wait. Kiss before I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk?
Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing.
Oh nah.
Penthouse view, left some flowers in the room. I'll make sure I leave the door unlocked.
Now I'm on the way. Swear I won't be late. I'll be there by 5 o'clock. Oh, you've been dreaming about it, and I'm what you want. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk?
Can we just talk? Talk about now
before we get lost.
And be our thoughts. Can't ever wait for it.
Like it's before I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk?
Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing.
Smart mouth drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all